Hi, this is Doug with Emotional Affair Journey, and in this brief audio, Linda and I discuss some of the ways that she was able to regain trust in me after my emotional affair. We hope you can get some benefit out of this brief audio. Thank you.
You can't wait to fully trust yourself to begin trusting your spouse. I think it's a process within itself, and trusting yourself takes a long time, as well as trusting your spouse again. And it's not something that will happen within a month. I mean, it took over a year and a half for me to, you know, truly begin trusting my instincts and myself. So you can't wait to totally trust yourself before you start trusting your spouse. I think
right.
It goes hand in hand.
It's not a first step, second step kind of a thing.
Right.
It's
it goes hand in hand.
Concurrently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you feel that it's important that
you begin the process.
You begin the process. Okay, I got you. All right. So once that's done, let's talk about how rebuilt trust in me then. So what in your mind happened there?
Well, I think in order to even begin trusting you, the affair had to be over and your behavior had to be consistent. During the affair and probably for some time afterwards, your emotions and your way that you reacted toward me were not consistent. One day you would be willing to work on the marriage, the next day you'd be withdrawn. And while that inconsistency is going on, you really cannot begin to trust that you are involved in the marriage. So I think until you get pretty consistent emotions from your cheating spouse, trust can't begin. So when you started really showing effort to come back to the marriage and want to work on the marriage is when I was able to begin trusting my instincts and trusting you. And that means consistency. You know, I think that's what you lost is the person that we knew before the affair. And when those behaviors started coming back again, that made me feel comfortable.
All right. What else can you think of?
The transparency, willing to, hand over phone, the records and things like that. Being where you say you would be at a certain time, being honest, those helped rebuild trust.
Okay. All the normal stuff that you read about, I guess, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can probably get a lot deeper into a lot of these things as far as, let's say, transparency. I think it's more than just not lying. It's more than giving up phone records and things like that.
Yeah.
It's also communicating and
your actions,
expressing feelings.
Yeah.
It's all that sort of thing.
Right.
It's a lot more than just open.
Being honest about your feelings. Yeah. And I think this is what so many of us experience is when you do begin communicating about the affair, you will find that the cheater's answers are inconsistent. One day they would tell you this, and then a week later the story would change. And I think that, again, then makes us doubt our gut, our choices, ourselves, and then therefore we can't trust you. So I think if the cheater needs to be honest in their answers. As much as hurtful as they are to the betrayed spouse and as hard it is to handle those emotions, they need to be honest because the inconsistency in answers goes on and on. It is harder to begin trusting your spouse. You can't trust and that's why the questioning keeps going on and on, because every time you ask it, you get a different answer. And you need the consistency from your spouse, the security.
That makes sense, and I know there's a part of just the inherent aspects of an affair which can cause issues with that, in that a lot of times because cheating spouse is in a certain state of mind while they're in an affair and in a different state of mind when they're out of the affair, sometimes remembering things and details and dates, they just don't remember them that way.
Right, and they're all jumbled.
It's all jumbled. So, just that alone, I see how that could breed mistrust there for a while until all that gets hashed out.
Right.
So basically, it takes a lot of communication. It takes a lot of work on both sides to come to an understanding about details of the affair, make sure that they're not, obviously the affair is still not going on, and then also, you know, the actions and honesty
right.
and transparency going forward then. So,
and can I bring one more thing up that I found that I think we did for a while, which I think probably hindered trust and our recovery, was we both were walking on eggshells. I think that we both believed that we needed to change our behavior so much that we became different people. And I think that was hard for me sometimes to see you acting differently than you had before. I mean, some things were needed, but I don't think it was us personally that needed to act different. I think we needed to act different within our relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes when you would react a certain way that was not who I remembered you being, that scared me. That, again, I stopped trusting myself. I wondered, is that the way he acted with her? Is that a new person? Is that the person he wanted to be? Or is that the person he's always been and he learned that through her? Just really stupid things. But and I think maybe with you and seeing me also acting unlike myself, you didn't have that security in me either. Thinking of, I know you said she's changed, but is that change just going to last?
Right.
And I think you really need to focus on changing your relationship more than changing your personalities.
Thanks for listening to this audio. We hope it helped in some way. Be sure to check out our book, Journey to Trust, Rebuilding Trust After an Affair, to get the complete process that helped us rebuild trust in our relationship, along with some practical exercises, a trust assessment, additional resources, and some awesome bonus materials. Thanks again, and have a great day.